Walking Victoria's shoreline can be the perfect opportunity to spy on the region's abundance of wildlife, but are you aware of what's watching you? Recently, spying on visitors at the Ogden Point breakwater was a pod of four Biggs killer whales, but their presence did not go undetected for long. As news spread of the wildlife spectacle, crowds of people gathered along the breakwater and shoreline to enjoy the free performance. A pod of transient Biggs killer whales entertained onlookers at the Ogden Point breakwater on March 12. Capturing the moment on camera was Rochelle Hayden, who was on the water with whale-watching tour group Prince of Wales. Her photos show one whale close to the breakwater, spy-hopping, lifting its head vertically out of the water to better see its surroundings. This behavior is thought to be used for curiosity, social interactions, or hunting. Read more. Victoria's Inner Harbor becoming dining hotspot for killer whales. Another of Hayden's snaps captures the moment a whale passes onlookers on shore, offering a friendly salute to its fans. A misty spray exhaled through its blowhole. Crowds gathered along the shoreline near the breakwater to watch the Biggs killer whales frolic in the water on March 12. I felt so happy and excited for the people on shore watching the whales so close to the shoreline, says Hayden, co-founder of the Salish Sea Orca Squad, a nonprofit society dedicated to increasing awareness about orcas, most notably the critically endangered southern resident killer whales. It was fun watching the whales work the coastline looking for seals, chasing river otters and catching birds. Stars of the Wild Water Show were four transient orcas, who are known as the family group T41s. The oldest member is Lori, a female born before 1966. A pod of transient Biggs killer whales entertained onlookers at the Ogden Point breakwater on March 12. According to the Comox Valley Wildlife Sightings Group, a Facebook group that shares real-time sightings, the pod of whales stayed in the area for over 3 hours before heading towards San Juan Island in Washington State. The next day, the same pod were seen at Duke Point in Nanaimo. Visits from Biggs killer whales to Victoria's Inner Harbor and shoreline have seemingly become more frequent in recent days. Last year, 23-year-old killer whale Noah, identified as T049A1, made a splash in the downtown harbor. Weeks before his visit, a pod of five orcas, identified as T109As, were caught on camera exploring the harbor. Experts have explained the abundance of easy-picking seals in Victoria Harbor could be why the predatory whales are visiting more regularly. Plan your adventures throughout the West Coast at westcoasttraveler.com and follow us on Facebook and Instagram at The West Coast Traveler. And for the top West Coast travel stories of the week delivered right to your inbox, sign up for our weekly Armchair Traveler newsletter.